Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
And at 7.35, magnificent Messi, Pádraig Lodge is here.
That sums it up, Audrey. Good morning to you. You had plenty of Messi magic last night and Lionel Messi's picture appearing in right across the sports pages as Argentina booked their place in Sunday's World Cup final in Qatar with a 3-0 win over Croatia in last night's semi-final. Alvarez scored two goals while Lionel Messi converted a penalty kick and became Argentina's all-time leading goal scorer in World Cup history. Argentina will be looking for a third World Cup, having lifted the trophy in 1978 and 1986. They await the winners of tonight's second semi-final between France and Morocco. With a report on the game, here's Darren Maloney.
Argentina have beaten Croatia by 3-0 to qualify for Sunday's World Cup final here in Lusail. They deserve their win despite Croatia starting the match pretty well. The game turned in the 34th minute when Alvarez was fouled by the Croatian goalkeeper Livakovic. Lionel Messi tucked away the penalty to score his 11th World Cup goal and make him Argentina's all-time record scorer at this competition. Julian Alvarez added the second 5 minutes later after a mazy run, albeit with a couple of moments of good fortune, and that put them 2-0 up and in a very comfortable position. Croatia tried to get back into the game in the second half and tried to put pressure on Argentina, but they were always likely to leave gaps at the back. The win was sealed with an incredible mazy, messy run, a typical run we've seen so many times over the years. He turned his marker inside out several times and then put the ball on a plate for Alvarez to score his second on 70 minutes. That finished it off. Argentina have beaten Croatia by 3-0.
And we'll have more on that Argentina win shortly. Away from the World Cup, Ross Munley has retired from inter-county football after 20 years playing for Laois. In a statement, he thanked Mick O'Dwyer for giving him the chance to achieve his dream of playing for Laois and said it had left him with friendships that will last forever. He also paid tribute to his club, Arlas Kilcrews. And having left his role as Ross Common manager in August, Anthony Cunningham is back in management. He's taken over as boss of the 3-in-a-row Laois champions, Port Arlington. American 400 metres runner Randolph Ross has been handed a 3-year suspension after officials were unable to locate him to administer a test for the third time in the space of a year. He was also found guilty of falsifying an email sent to anti-doping authorities. Ross, who was part of the US squad which won the 4x400 metres relay gold at last year's Tokyo Olympics, will hold on to his Olympic medal as the offences occurred 12 months after the Games. British boxer Conor Benn says his team has proved his innocence and the truth will come out soon after he failed a drugs test. Benn tested positive for a female fertility drug, leading to the cancellation of his bout with Chris Eubank Jr. in October. He claims contamination was to blame. Andrew Conway, Jack O'Donoghue and Jack Crowley have all agreed new contracts at Munster Rugby. Prop John Ryan will leave at the end of the month. He returned to the province on a short-term deal in October when his contract at Wasps was cancelled following the Premiership side's financial crisis. And while Munster had hoped to keep him for the remainder of the season, the 34-year-old would instead take up an opportunity in New Zealand. There will be a track inspection in Naas at midday to decide whether racing can go ahead there tomorrow. Clerk of the course, Brendan Sheridan, reports the track to be unraceable at the moment. Ahead of the weekend racing, Fairy House and Navan are both unraceable, but Thurles is fit to race on Sunday. The Ireland men's cricket squad for the upcoming tour of Zimbabwe includes the recalled Tyrone Kane and Stephen Dohoney, who will be in line for his first cap. One of the main aims for the Irish team will be to qualify for next year's World Cup in India. And at the English Open snooker in Essex, Belfast, Mark Allen beat Dylan Emery of Wales by 4-1. Also through to the last 32 is defending champion Neil Robertson.